Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, it is the Redmen Bite-Size. I'm Chloe Bloxham. It is Tuesday, the 19th of September, and I'm here to give you the roundup of LFC news from today. The Reds do play in 2 days' time. Jürgen Klopp has not had his press conference for LASK. That will be tomorrow evening time, I'm pretty sure it is. So whoever is on Thursday has loads of news to give you. Me, not so much today, but I can give you as much as there is. First of all, talking about that last game on Thursday night, Liverpool will be wearing their third kit, the purple kit. We'll finally get its debut this season in that Champions League game. It's a nice looking kit, actually, to be fair, so I'm quite happy to see what it looks like in person. There's been quite a lot of talk of how the kit, the stadium one and the actual match player one, it looks extremely different in colour, and we'll soon find that out. But yeah, it will be debuted against LASK at 5:45 on a Thursday in that game. So let's hope that it's a good luck charm, because we've had a couple of kits over the seasons in which we've not been able to win at all with. The green one last season was really nice. I like the look of the purple one. Let's hope it brings us some good luck. Moving on then to players, transfers, all that kind of news. For a while now, we've been linked to Bruno Guimarães of Newcastle. And I think a lot of us, I don't know whether you're in my boot, but I do not want Bruno Guimarães for Liverpool. But we have been linked with him, and therefore I am going to relay you the info of what came out recently on it. Bruno Guimarães, who has been tentatively linked with a move to Liverpool in recent weeks, is set to sign a new contract at Newcastle United. However, it is claimed that his new deal at St James's Park could have a release clause in the excess of £100 million inserted into it, according to Ben Jacobs. Ben Jacobs said, it is possible that there will be a release clause inserted into the new deal. That's maybe the most interesting part of all of this, because if you're a Newcastle fan and there is a release clause, you're going to inform that release clause based on Declan Rice and Moises Caicedo. Both of them went for over £100 million. Moises Caicedo is the most expensive in English football, with 115 in the end. He went on to say, it's going to be a very high number, well in excess of £100 million. If you're the player, you may want that release clause because it gives you an out if Newcastle, for example, don't get Champions League football next season. They start their Champions League campaign tonight against Milan, if you are listening to this on Tuesday. But the Guimarães camp will have to decide whether it's better to have a giant release clause or no release clause in terms of potentially being open to the move in the long term. So from that, we've gathered that for obvious reasons, Newcastle want to offer him a new deal. Bruno Guimarães might still have his head turned. The problem that Newcastle have is that they need to establish themselves as a top four club. And to do that, you need to hit top four, you know, 3, 4, 5 seasons minimum in a row. If you consistently hit top four, then obviously you'll improve, you'll attract the players to go for the likes of bigger trophies like the Champions League, like the Premier League. But they need to establish themselves as a top four team at the moment in time. They are a fair way off the top four already this season, and they're in a group of death, or what looks like a group of death, in the Champions League. So this kind of contract and release clause might be really good for Newcastle because they can guarantee themselves some good money in case they don't bounce back and in case Bruno Guimarães does want to leave. There are bigger clubs than Newcastle United, and that is just how it is. It's good for the player, so he has an out, but also it's equally just as bad for the player because if Liverpool were spending 100 mil on Bruno Guimarães, I'd be fuming. I do not think he's worth that. A lot of teams might, but I don't know who has 100 million at this moment in time to spend on a midfielder. Maybe Manchester United can cough up the money next season. I've got no idea. But yeah, Liverpool, we're linked with him, heavily linked with him. Now he looks to be getting a new deal at Newcastle United. He looks to enjoy his time there. But that release clause is really interesting because it assumes that Newcastle United are scared that he'd want to leave and try and force way out potentially. They want to keep him on a longer term and feel like offering him a bigger contract, bigger money for rewarding him for playing well is the way to do that. But they're also making sure that the player doesn't have his say and doesn't try and force his way out. And with the release clause, it basically means that they can go to Bruno Guimarães and say, if a team pays this amount, then yeah, you can go. If not, then you're ours. So it's actually quite clever business from Newcastle. Like I mentioned, the 100 mil is absolutely ridiculous for Bruno Guimarães, but it will be based on the fact that Moises Caicedo went for 150 and Lavia went for 60. Fernandes of Chelsea went for like 105 or something, you know, a season ago in January. So it is a case of this is just modern day football, sadly. But yeah, that is it on the transfer front. More info here. Origi, remember him? Absolute Liverpool icon. He did make his first appearance back in the Premier League yesterday. He featured off the bench for Nottingham Forest in their 1-1 draw with Burnley. Which is great to see. He obviously had a tough time at AC Milan last summer. And he came on. The crowd received him well. He didn't do much on the pitch, but he was a substitute. But it's just good to see Origi back in the Prem. As long as he doesn't score against us, that's brilliant. But just thought that was a nice little thing to bring up because we will be seeing him more this season. And having a bit more of Divock Origi in our lives is just something that we all need.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Anyway, some other big news coming out, and that is to do with Julian Nagelsmann. We all saw for the last couple of weeks the Germany team have no longer got a manager, but it was rumoured that they wanted Klopp and they wanted Nagelsmann, and it was kind of, let's see who we can get. Well, Fabrizio Romano has said that the German national team are now close to completing the formal agreement to appoint Julian Nagelsmann as new head coach of the national team, as reported today by, I'm going to say, it is Christian Falk. It very much is Christian Falk. Details being discussed on salary, as he will take a pay cut, Bayern are prepared to terminate Julian's contract. I am a bit confused by this. What does it mean by Bayern are prepared to terminate Julian's contract. In what way? I thought he's already left the Bayern. Either way, the good news is that Jürgen Klopp has not been poached. But Julian Nagelsmann was a potential for... Everyone looked at him a couple of seasons ago and was looking at maybe when Jürgen Klopp leaves Liverpool, Julian Nagelsmann might be the man. He didn't do horrifically at Bayern, not at all. Thomas Tuchel just shown up and they wanted Thomas Tuchel. So, you know, that's what they did. They went and got Thomas Tuchel. I think he finished like... I think he won the Bundesliga and still just got sacked. But at least he is back in a job. It means that if he is to potentially go on and make a further career, be at the top of football in management, then at least he's got something under his belt. He is the German manager, soon to be. He's taken a salary cut from what Bayern offered him, which is no surprise. It's Bayern Munich. They'd have offered him a ridiculous money. But yeah, it's good to see that Jürgen Klopp wasn't tempted. Maybe they didn't even come in for him because they knew he would not be leaving Liverpool Football Club. But that is one less thing that the Reds have to worry about, because Julian Nagelsmann will, let's say, hopefully do well. I genuinely couldn't tell you whether they will or not. But I'm thankful that it's not Jürgen Klopp stood in a Germany top. Anyway, moving on to some other news that regards to Liverpool, and that is all about Trent. Over the last couple of days, weeks, we've heard new contract talks with Trent Alexander-Arnold. Fabrizio Romano today has came out and said that Trent loves Liverpool. Liverpool want Trent to stay, stating the very obvious. The feeling is mutual. I think they will continue together for the future. He then goes on to say, let's see what else we have here. Some reporters claim that Liverpool and Trent Alexander-Arnold are set for new contract talks. I am still working on that one, but for sure the feeling remains always the same. He will want to stay and they will want to continue the future together. If Liverpool offer Trent a 40% pay rise as part of the proposed new contract, as has been reported, there is no reason why, you know, any other conclusion would be far from Liverpool keeping Trent. It is rumoured a ridiculous money because he's possibly the best right back in the world when he does the inverted role. There's been a lot of talk about his right back situation. We've just had a bit of Toffee TV coming here fuming because they don't think Trent's a boss right back. Do you not think Trent's a boss right back? I think Trent's brilliant. But anyway, he will be on ridiculous money, 24 years of age. Literally our vice captain, will hopefully soon be our full captain. So yeah, big news for him. Hopefully it does get over the line because we have to act quickly with it. We know a lot of people might be after him, especially if they try to convert him in a midfielder. Maybe Toffee TV might see him more as a midfielder. I'm not sure. I'll find out and let you know on that one. Anyway, to round off all stories for today, there's been some absolute mad chat from Michail Antonio. Obviously, the Reds face West Ham this weekend at Anfield. And speaking on the Footballers Football podcast, Antonio has turned around and said, "I am backing myself over Liverpool. You know what? I think we are going to finish higher than Liverpool this season. I'm putting that out there." Now, I'm just going to get the EPL table up just to see how far off. They've had a good start to the season. They're on 10 points. We're on 13 at this moment in time. It potentially pushes to 16 if Liverpool get a win this weekend. But it's a very strong accusation from Michail Antonio, that extremely strong. And fair play to him, he's backing himself. Do I think it's a little bit outrageous? Yeah, I do. But that's Michail Antonio for you. And if he's backing West Ham to finish above Liverpool this season, I think they're going to have an unbelievable season at that case, because right now I don't think Liverpool are a mid-table team like they were last season. I think they are going to be up there in and around top four area. I'm not going to say we're yet pushing Manchester City. I think it's their title. But if West Ham by the end of the season finish above Liverpool, fair play, because I'm not gonna lie, I would never ever have put money on that. But anyway, that's what Mikel Antonio thinks. Maybe it's a bit of mind games before the West Ham game. Who knows? But let's hope we go and batter them, put 6 points between us, and then ask him again at full time if he still thinks that they're gonna finish ahead of us when the 6 points behind us already. It's West Ham. You shouldn't expect to do that. But here we are. Fair play to them. Decent team. Started well. Let's hope Liverpool batter them. But that is all the news updates for today. Not much going on with the fact that Liverpool are yet to play the Champions League. Not Champions League. I've done it again. I do it every single day. The Europa League game on Thursday. The Champions League is tonight. And let's hope that, you know, Trent's back in the squad. Let's hope we've got a couple of people returning from injury. Let's hope we get an update on Thiago as well, see where he's at. Rest a couple of players. I expect that team to be quite rotated. And then against West Ham, I expect a full throttle team to go all after them in the Premier League. But nice one for listening, and up the Reds.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.